Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to the OUL Parsha app. This week's Parsha is Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, we have the beautiful journey, if you will, through the Jewish calendar year. Parashat of Gimel teaches us about all of the special days, the Yamim Tovim, that make the Jewish calendar year so special, so holy, and so unique. Parashat of Gimel Pasuk Av. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, v'amarta aleihem, say to them, v'odei Hashem asher tirku osam mikra kodesh elehim v'odai, the appointed festivals of Hashem, that you shall call them callings of holiness. These are my festivals. Sheishas yamim ta'asa melecha v'yam ha'shvi Shabbat Shabbaton, mikra kodesh kol melecha lo sasu, Shabbat hi l'Hashem b'chomesh v'seichem. So we begin with Shabbos. Any discussion of the Jewish calendar cannot omit the Shabbos day for 6 days. Labor shall be done. And on the seventh day, it is a rest of rest. It is a cessation of cessation, a calling of holiness. All work shall not be done. It is a Sabbath Hashem in all of your dwelling places. And Rashi says, what does Shabbos have to do with the festivals? Because the whole parak of Gemara is all about the Yom Tovim. Lo amdecha to teach you. Shekol mechala asama o ados malin alav kiluchila shel Shabbosos. Anyone who desecrates the festivals, the Torah considers it as if he desecrates the Shabbosos. Mechal mekayim asama o ados. Anyone who upholds, who keeps the mo'ados, the festivals malin alav kiluchiyim esher Shabbosos. It's considered as if he kept the Shabbosos. Pasuk dalet elamo de Hashem mikra kodesh shor tikku asam b'madam. These are the appointed times of Hashem, callings of holiness, that you shall call them in their appointed time. And Rashi says that this pasuk speaks about Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctification of the new moon. So we know that without sanctification of the new moon, we don't have the Yamim Tovim. When the Beis Din hears the testimony of two witnesses, and they determine that in fact the new moon has been seen, we now declare a new month. And based on that declaration of the new month, we can now have the festivals. They depend upon a certain date of the month. Now the Pesukim launch into a beautiful and lengthy discussion of the Chagim. It begins with Pesach, b'chodesh harishon ba'arbas ha'lechodesh ben arbaim Pesach ha'Hashem, on the 14th of the first month, which we call Nisan. Towards the evening, it is a Pesach. That's when we offer the Korban Pesach. And on the 15th of that day, it is a Chag ha'Matzos la'Hashem, a festival of Matzos la'Hashem, Shivas Yami Matzos tochel, for 7 days you shall eat Matzos. On the first day is a calling of holiness for you. All work shall not be done. It describes the Korban of the day. It describes the Korban Omer, which is brought me me'chor sa'Hashem. On the 16th of Nisan, we bring the Korban Omer. They are commanded regarding the counting of the Omer. You shall count for yourselves from the morrow of the Sabbath. That means the day after the 15th of Nisan, which is 16th Nisan. From the day you bring the Korban Omer, the Omer of waving, it's the first barley offering that is brought on 16th of Nisan. For 7 complete weeks, it should be. Now we have Shavuos, which is not distinguished by its own date, rather, it is after the 49 days of counting. On the 15th day, we have a Mincha Chadash Hashem, we bring the Bikurim, the wheat offering. Then the Pesukim go to, I'm just skipping for you. Here we go. So we have Pasach, we have the Korban Omer, we have Sfira Shomer, we have Shavuos. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael leimer, b'cholosh ha'shvi b'echad ha'chodesh yelecham Shabbason, zikron teru ha'mikot kodesh. We have Rosh Hashanah on the 7th month of the 1st of the month. It should be a cessation, a remembrance of the Shofar blast, a calling of holiness. Then we have Yom Kippur as well. Here we go. Pasach Avches, v'chol malach lo sasu b'etzem yamazek, Yom Kippurim b'lech ha'per alechem of Ne'er Hashem Elokeichem. So we have the idea, not the idea, the mitzvah, the institution, the holiness of Yom Kippur. We spoke about the Seir La'Hashem, Seir La'Azazel 2 weeks ago. And finally, we have Chag HaSukkos. Daber b'nei Yisrael leimer, b'chamish asar yom lechodesh ha'shvi yazeh, Chag HaSukkos shivas yamim la'Hashem. We also have the festival of Sukkos. The parsha ends with b'sukkos teishvu shivas yamim kol azrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'suk We have just journeyed through the entire calendar year. I want to actually talk about an insight into Pasuk Dalet all the way back in the beginning of the Parak of Gimel Pasuk Dalet. So the Pasuk says, Hashem, these are the appointed festivals of God, the Kray Kodesh, callings of holiness, Asher Tikru Osam, that you shall call them. But Moadam in their appointed time. And we already saw that Rashi says we are speaking about Kiddush HaChodesh. Now we understand that without Kiddush HaChodesh, we don't have any festivals. Because the festivals depend on a certain day of the month. 15 Nisan is Chag HaMatzos. Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah. Yod Tishrei is Yom Kippurim. Tesvav Tishrei is Sukkos, if we don't have Rosh Chodesh, how do we know when those days are? So I want to quote actually from the Sefer Kol Dodi, Seasonings of the Torah, Insights of the Great Gadol and Gaon, Rav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And he expands the Torah beautifully according to Gematrias and Ramazim in different words, and Sofei Tevas, Roshei Tevas. So he speaks about this Pasuk. Eilem Odei Hashem, these are the festivals of God, Asher Tikru Osam, that you shall call them B'moadam, in their appropriate time. He quotes the Gemara and he says, the Gemara teaches that the word Osam or Otam, Aleph Tav Mem, which means them, can also be pronounced Atem, you, teaching us that the fixing of the calendar is completely in the hands of the sages. Listen to the Pasuk again. Eile Moadei Hashem, Mikrai Kodesh, these are the festivals of God, callings of holiness, Asher Tikru'u Osam B'modam, you shall call or designate them in their appointed time, meaning the festivals. But the Gemara says, don't read it Altikru Osam, Ela Rida Asher Tikru'u Atem, that you shall call them callings of holiness in their appointed time. You, that means, says the Gemara, the fixing of the calendar, which is what this whole parak is about, is completely in the hands of the sages. Even if they should declare the wrong day to be Rosh Chodesh, let's say it's cloudy, let's say the witnesses come, they declare that technically the new moon renewed, I don't know, a day before they declared Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, their ruling remains in effect. That day stands as the first day of the month. And all the holidays will be decided based on this set of calculations. It says here that he's quoting from the Maseches Rosh Hashanah 25a. I did not look up the Gemara, so in case there's a typo here, I'm telling you I didn't look up the Gemara, but Sefer says that Rav David Feinstein is quoting from Maseches Rosh Hashanah Chav Hei Aleph, which says that even if they declare the wrong day to be Rosh Chodesh, the ruling remains in effect. That day is considered the first day of the month. All holidays will be decided based on this set of calculations. So who determines Rosh Chodesh? Based in Shamata, not based in Shamala. Since Hashem granted this power to the sages, it follows that should such an error take place, the resultant timing of the holiday actually represents the will of Hashem. For he in his wisdom allowed for this possibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that man is mortal, man is finite, lo b'shamayim, he, Torah is not in the heavens, that man can make a mistake, and yet Hashem allowed us and Hashem wants us. He wants mortal man, Am Yisrael, I should say, he wants Am Yisrael to be Mekadosh Shechodesh, he wants us to declare. So even though objectively perhaps it's the quote wrong day when we declare Rosh Chodesh, it's never the wrong day, because Hashem in his wisdom allowed for this possibility. Indeed, we may say Hashem uses this flexibility to set the calendar as he sees fit. He wants us to set the calendar. He does not want to set the calendar. By causing the sages to perhaps have room to err in their calculations, let's say it was cloudy, okay? I don't know. And the witnesses didn't see the moon on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. They come on the second day. So really, it's the second day of the month. But now the basin says this is the first day of the month. That's the first day of the month. Hashem adjusts the calendar according to his divine wish. And his divine wish is that Klal Yisrael determines the day of Rosh Chodesh, which determines the day of the Chagim. It is not surprising, therefore, that the word Otam, Asher Tikru Otam, Asher Tikru Osam, from which this lesson is derived, may also spell the word Emes. If you rearrange the letters of Osam or Otam, Aleph Tav Mem, it can also spell Emes, points out of David Feinstein, Aleph Mem Tav, which means, of course, truth. For ultimately, this seemingly mistaken calculation of the sages actually represents the truth. Perhaps not when the truth of when Rosh Chodesh may have been objectively, but a much deeper truth, the truth of the will of Hashem, that Klal Yisrael should be Mekadesh this man. And therefore, El Modei Hashem, Mikra Kodesh, Asher Tikru Osam, Atem B'Mo'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give the power of Kiddush HaChodesh, I give the power of time, I give it over to you, Klal Yisrael. It's not in the hands of the Beis Din Shalmala, rather it's in the hands of the Beis Din Shalmata. I want to quote for you a medrash that relates exactly to this lesson of David Feinstein teaches us that it is the truth of Hashem, the emes of Hashem, that atem and emes, same letters, shall declare the new month, not in the heavens. So I take you to Medrash Devarim Rabbah, Parsha Beis Siman Yudalit. The Medrash is actually quoting on a Pasuk, darshaning a Pasuk, from Sefer Devarim, Devarim Perek Dalet, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk says, Umi goy godal, asher lo elokim krovim elav, kashem elkeinu, b'chol karanu elav. Where do you find such a great nation that Hashem is so close to it, like Hashem, our God, when we call out to him? Okay? Umi goy godal, asher lo elokim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu, b'chol karanu elav. That's a Pasuk. So the Medrash explains, what does this pasuk mean? Asher lo elokim krovim elav, has a God who is close to it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and the pasuk says, who is such a nation that you can find a God who is so close to the nation? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Medrash devarim rabba, parsha beisim in yudalad, kisha miskansin malachi asharis of neakosh baruch, when the ministering angels in heaven enter before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lomar, and they ask Hashem, what do they do? Shemish kansin, like the word knisa. There's a knisya gadola in Shabbat. The knisya gadola is the angels say before Hashem, Eimasai Rosh Hashanah, the Eimasai Yom Kippurim. The angels come into God, and they have a knisya, there's a great meeting, and they say, God, when is Rosh Hashanah? When is Yom Kippur? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amir Lahem, the Almighty says to them, Li ma'atem sho'alim, why are you asking me? And neither atem neilich, you and I will go. Eitzel beistin shamala. We will go to the beistin. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Hashem says, and neither atem neilich, eitzel beistin shamata. You and I will go to the earthly court, to the Sanhedrin, to know when these days shall be. The start of the new month is determined by the Sanhedrin, the rabbinic high court, based on direct observation of the new moon. So we see that God gave control over the holy days. Who? To man. Minayin, how do you learn out from this pasuk? So the Medrash continues, Dichtiv, Asher lo lakim krovim elav. It says it has a God who is close to it. Asher lu'um al krove ein k'siv kan. It does not say, for who is a God that is a nation close to him. It doesn't say the nation is close to God. Rather, Asher lo lakim krovim elav. It says it has a God who is close to it. So in other words, the pasuk says not that we are close to Hashem, but rather Hashem is close to us. The Medrash learns out from here. It means that Hashem hands over the power of determining when is Rosh Hashanah, when is Yom Kippur. They say to Hashem, Hashem says, don't ask me, I am close to my nation, but oh, let us descend Kaviyacha and see what they say in the base in Shamata. Who v'chol pamlaya shalo? The plural form of krovim elav, Hashem and his entire entourage of angels are close to us. They come down, so to speak, to the base in Shamata to see when is Rosh Hashanah, when is Yom Kippurim. I don't know, Hashem says, so to speak, Kaviyacha. It's up to who? It's up to Kal Yisrael. And as Rabbi David Feinstein says, alluded here into this pasuk, Elamod Hashem Mikvel Kodesh Hashem Tikru Osam. You, the Gemara says, are going to declare the sanctification of time. And Rav David Feinstein says, this is the absolute truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Time is also the words emes. The truth, emes amitu, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live lives of being mekadesh this man, of using our time wisely and well, and sanctifying time so that we can be better of the Hashem. And take a journey through the beautiful Jewish calendar year, always serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, mitzvos, and the mo'adim Hashem in their appointed time. It also teaches us the great trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of Kai. So it's really unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he trusts us to be mekadesh this man, the most precious gift to man. We spoke about it by the Seer La Hashem, the most precious gift to man, God entrusts to us. Asher tikru osam, asher tikru atem. This is the MS. I wish everybody a beautiful day, and Be'ezer Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Kol tov to all.